Mishnah Beis, called Shavas HaYomim, for the entire 7 days before Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol is now living in the Beis HaMikdash, who Zerikas Adam, he throws the blood of the Karbonos Tomid, the daily carbon which is brought in the morning and in the afternoon. And he wouldn't just throw the blood, he would also slaughter the carbon and catch the blood and bring the blood towards the Mizbeach and then throw it onto the Mizbeach, Umetivis Haneris, and prepare the lamps of the menorah to light them, clean them out, replace them with new oil and wicks. Umakves Horesh Vesoregel, he would offer the head and the leg of the carbon tomid on the Mizbeach. These were the first two limbs which were offered on the Mizbeach of the carbon tomid. They would offer limb by limb on the top of the Mizbeach. So the first two limbs, at least, of the animal were thrown onto the fire by the Kohen Gadol. And the reason why the Kohen Gadol did all of these things is in order that he get used to performing all of these services in the Beis HaMikdash before the day of Yom Kippur, where he will spend pretty much all day performing services like this. But on all other days of the year, Mrotzala Hakriv Makriv, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to offer something on the Mizbeach, or really perform any service in the Beis HaMikdash, then Makriv, he is allowed to do so, he is allowed to offer it, or he's allowed to perform that service, whatever it may be. This is one of the rights of the Kohen Gadol. Even though in general, the Kohanim take turns, there are 24 groups of Kohanim, which serve in the Beis HaMikdash for a week at a time, and then there are subdivisions within each group, and they all have a turn to perform the Beis HaMikdash service. Nevertheless, if a Kohen Gadol decides that he wants to perform a particular service on a particular day, then he has the right to do so. She Kohen Gadol makriv chelek b'roish, the Kohen Gadol has the first portion to offer out, meaning he has the first rights, more than anybody else, to offer things on the Mizbeach, or to do other services, v'notol chelek b'roish, and he also has the first and the most rights to take the carbon meat as well, which is also split between the Kohanim, but the Kohen Gadol can take whichever part he wants, as this is another privilege which the Kohen Gadol is entitled to.